Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Check out the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, like our good friend Ken Davis, who's with us right now. We're talking about Halloween, that holiday, and the origins of it and what it has become. Also, don't forget to take our poll question. We have a different poll question on the homepage every week, and we want to know what you think. So if you'll give us your, if you'll check it out and give us your answer, when you do, you'll be able to see how the survey is going, how the poll is going so far. Ken Davis is the author of America's Hidden History, also A Nation Rising, and that's on top of his bestseller, perennial bestseller, Don't Know Much About History, and all the other books. And that's got a 20th anniversary, doesn't it, Ken, coming up?
It does have a 20th anniversary.
Congratulations.
Of going on the New York Times bestseller list back in 91. But every once in a while I refresh the book, but this is a major revision that really covers the last 10 years in particular, as we discussed off air, an era I call the era of broken trust, important yeah. Piece of American history.
And that's going to be ready next spring, and you're going to launch that on my show, aren't you?
I hope I will.
Yeah, we hope you do too, because my microphone is your microphone to talk about that, because I agree with you about many of those things. Okay, Ken, by the way, tell the audience how they can find you online.
Well, that's easy. Don'tknowmuch.com.
All right.
A lot of us don't know much, and now there's a place to go and find out about it.
Don'tknowmuch.com.
That's my website. I don't sell anything there. I point you to where to buy my books. I blog there. I do video blogs. There's one about Halloween up right now. And
these are great gift books, folks, especially because so buy two. You're going to want to give one away and keep one. Hey, Ken, what about you got children's books, too?
I do have children's books.
Because I bought them for my grandsons, and they love them.
Don't know much about the presidents, don't know much about the 50 states. A good way for parents and kids to sit around the dinner table and talk about this together, because that's the only way we really learn this stuff.
Ken, here's what's great. As much technology as we have, as much as my grandsons are on the computer, they still love it when I give them books, and that's what we do. We buy them books all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So don't stop buying your kids
ears.
Books, right?
It's so important, and we know that the whole landscape of publishing and how people read is changing, but giving the habit of books and the habit of reading is a lifelong gift.
Absolutely.
That's very, very important. So
Ken, I want to get back into
sermon for the day.
I want to get back into Halloween, and in the previous segment, you gave us the history of Halloween. It was great. It was a great tour. Folks, if you didn't get to hear that, if you just tuned in, you can go back and find it on my website. It'll also be up on Ken's website later on. But I want to move into the modern day now and talk about a little bit about the way Halloween is being treated right now. I grew up with Halloween. You did too. We took our pillowcases and went out into the neighborhoods and brought back, you know, lots of candy. And it was, you know, it was ridiculous, but we had fun, right? And isn't that what Halloween today is all about? It's purely about fun. But it seems to me that some people, some adults, try to read too much into this. They try to get too serious about it. And in my opinion, when we get that serious about something, we take the folly, the frivolity, the whimsy, we take the joy out of life for the little guys. And it bugs me when I see people trying to act like there's something wrong with playing around with Halloween. What do you think?
I'm with you 100%, Jim. And two quick points. First of all, specifically for your audience, I suppose, it's how Halloween has become this extraordinary marketing bonanza. It's now one of the top two or three retail holidays of the year following Christmas and maybe Easter. And specifically to your point of what it was like when we were kids, our big Halloween thing when I was a kid was we actually had a church Halloween party
where we
went to church to parade around and bob for apples.
We had a haunted house in the church.
We had a haunted house. Now, honestly, a lot of contemporary Christians would find that idea offensive, to have Halloween in a church, because of what we talked about earlier, the connections to paganism and the thought that pagan somehow means devil worship and all the stuff with witches and the ghosts. And a lot of people take offense from that. But people throughout all of human history have loved to dress up and pretend they're somebody else. And this was essentially a holiday to celebrate the seasons changing. And in fact, some places where Halloween became controversial, they've changed it and called it a harvest festival.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of hokey to me. You know, I agree with you. This is a day for fun.
It's just
it's
fun.
It's certainly
folks.
Gotten over-marketed and over-commercialized, and, you know, there'll be a million people walking around my neighborhood in the West Village
trick-or-treated,
of Manhattan.
I trick-or-treated with lots and lots of kids, and I've kept up with most of them over the years. I don't think one of them has ever become a pagan or a serial killer or anything like that. I mean, you know, it's just fun for kids. And just leave it at that, folks.
Well, it did start out certainly as a holiday for kids back in the 50s and 60s when we were growing up. It's a huge adult holiday now. You know, now it's they market beer for Halloween.
And we can't have that. That's because that's trouble, and that rhymes with tea and stands and rhymes with pool or something like whatever that song said. Hey, Ken, give us the website again, please.
Don'tknowmuch.com. You'll find my books there, my blogs. I'm actually doing right now something you might be interested in, Jim, a civics primer leading up to the election. Because,
all right.
My goodness, there's been so much ignorance about our Constitution and our rights.
Where's that going to be available?
That's on my blog right now.
All right, so check it out, folks. Good stuff. All Ken's stuff is top shelf. Hey, Ken, thanks for being here. We'll see you in Thanksgiving, right?
I hope so. And you didn't tell me what you're dressing as.
I'm myself. That's scary enough. Ken Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.